And now, what are those old people on about on Radio 1? There is a drop-in centre near Radio 1 where old people drop in before they drop off. And
you can't say that. It's like a youth club, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mean go for a snooze, don't you?
Yeah.
Drop off.
Yeah. They love a snooze, don't
have
they?
Have their afternoon nap.
Yeah. And we take them biscuits and donuts and stuff, and we show them pictures of famous people. They describe what they see, and you guess who they're talking about from their descriptions. Even though the old people are getting slightly diva-ish at the moment.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I thought it only happened after Christmas when, you know, when we took them biscuits and then they said that they were on a diet so they wanted fruit. And they've been making more demands since then.
See, I would think that 12 donuts would be enough, but obviously not.
Did they want more?
Yeah.
Apparently, they said, oh, we're going to have to go halves on these.
Yeah.
How many of them were there?
Not that many, I didn't think.
12 donuts, not enough.
You know the one that speaks like that?
Yeah.
She's my favourite.
Yeah.
As we left, she went,
bring more donuts next time.
I so want to meet them.
So, for example, we show them a picture of a famous person. They describe it. This one, for example.
His hair points in the middle and goes back. And he looks like a bit like Doughboy. He's got a saying.
And you would say that is Sir Alan Sugar. It was a previous one we did. So, it's Becky V. Chappers. Let me know how you do on 81199. Here is, what are those old people on about? First one is quite easy. Listen to the clues. We show them a picture of famous people.
Oh, yes, I know those two. He's a nice young man, isn't he? And I'm trying to think of their names. That's dreadful. Somebody and somebody. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
But I've actually seen them driving along in their car once. I was on a bus and they were driving along. So there we go.
Bring more donuts next time.
Any ideas so
Richard
far?
Richard and Judy.
Do you think?
Well, somebody and somebody.
Yeah, what clues?
And
The icons, or they were.
They're both the same birth sign.
Are they? Did you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite good. Yes. They're quite good. Yes. And they run an actual books type of thing.
Oh, you might be right, Chopper.
You're right.
It's a shame they're not there anymore, really. She used to tell him off every now and again, didn't she? I think they're going to give up.
I wonder what they're going to do. I'd like to think they'd come back. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. She just goes, yeah.
I like the fact they couldn't remember their names, but knew they both shared the same birth sign.
I know, that's weird. So, some of the clues.
They're both the same birth sign.
They're quite good. I've actually seen them driving along in their car once. I was on a bus.
So, same birth sign, quite good. Saw them once when you were on a bus. Mm. It was Richard and Judy. Yeah, surprise. Okay, they get harder now. Listen to the clues.
Well, that wasn't exactly easy.
I think that was quite easy. Listen to the clues. Who are those old people on about?
Oh, I say. He looks a bit Italian. I'm only saying that because I am Italian. Half Italian.
Oh, my God. He's a comedian.
Comedian. Yeah. I'm sure he's a comedian.
I do like dark jumpers on men.
She loved it, that one.
Do you?
Like dark jumpers on men? No, I like grey hoodies.
Oh.
It's good. It's well, you're in luck,
darling. That's what both of you two are wearing.
So, looks like he might be Italian, might be a comedian.
And he's got on a dark jumper.
Dark jumper, which I love.
Michael McIntyre.
Peter Kay.
No. Next clue.
He looks like a young cousin of mine, and I've got to tell you his name. Cladonoro Sardotti. Now, that is a name, isn't it? And it takes a swallow, doesn't it? Cladonoro. It's a lovely.
Right, so reminds her of a young cousin, Cladonoro Sardotti.
The very last bit of that. She sounds like Catherine Tate's dad.
He looks like a young cousin of mine, and I've got to tell you his name. Cladonoro Sardotti. Now, that is a name, isn't it? And it takes a swallow, doesn't it? Cladonoro.
Absolutely. Liberty.
I like the way you can hear Pip again. Oh, that's exotic, yeah.
It's Pip who works upstairs. She has to go and visit the drop-in centre before they drop off. Any more?
Right.
Frank Skinner.
Ricky Gervais.
No. Next.
not a boxer, is he? No, because he hasn't got that sort of face. Now, he's not a dancer. Gymnast? Yes. He's a footballer. No. Well, I've gone through the lot now, let me see. Not a motor racer. I've gone through the lot. Now, what are you? Please tell me.
Might be a gymnast, might be a footballer, might be a motor racer. Any ideas?
Or it might still be a comedian.
Might be a comedian. Does remind her of Gladnora Satorti.
Jimmy Carr.
Beppe off of EastEnders off of the 90s.
Hey!
I can't think of anyone.
The answer is...
Oh, it's Chris Royle.
Chris Royle.
Moyle. That's right. I should have known about you. I'm very, very sorry, Chris Moyle. I'll remember that in the future.
Yeah. Chris Royle?
Chris Royle.
Who's Chris Royle?
Chris Moyles.
Oh, Chris Moyles. Right.
Oh, it's Chris Royle.
Chris Moyle.
Moyle.
Chris Moyle.
He looks like a gymnast. I mean, I like a joke.
I like a joke. It's obvious when you know, though.
He looks a bit Italian. Gymnast. I do like dark jumpers on men. He looks like a young cousin of mine.
It was Chris Royle off the Chris Royle show. Okay.
On his way to training at the on the high beam or whatever it's called.
Now, the third one is a
I think he'd do the rings.
The third one is a mystery one. Even I don't know who this is, right? I don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
So let's all guess along together. What are those old people on about?
Two fairly slim young women, one bit taller than the other. Both have fluffed up, rather unruly, quite a lot of fair hair.
My goodness, look at the hair. They look like snowballs, don't they, on their head? My goodness. Yes.
No idea what she does or who she is.
Any clues?
Two women.
Yeah.
Trini and Suzanne.
That's what I'm saying as well.
With big snowball hair?
Yeah.
No idea.
French and Saunders? Next.
Bit of a frumpy old dress, isn't it? Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
It's a bloke. Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
This bloke likes to dress in drag, for fun.
Now, the person with her, yes, he is another one.
He's another one?
It's men dressed as women.
Right.
Little Britain.
Yes.
Yes.
Matt
Lucas, David Walliams.
Yeah.
Next.
It's very, very good. If he's aiming to look like a woman, it's very, very good, yes. Yes, he has me convinced.
Suits him.
No, I mean, a lot of men that do it, they really do look masculine. But she doesn't, really.
I bet they look nice and bright walking along the street with that head of hair. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Any idea?
I don't know the answer. What do I do now, one that doesn't speak?
Becky, do you know the answer? Shall I say what the answer is? I think it might be you and your flatmate.
No!
Dressed as 80s sitcom Golden Girls at your party.
Oh, no! Why did you show them that picture?
It's very, very good. If he's aiming to look like a woman, it's very, very good, yes. Yes, he has me convinced.
Suits him.
No, I mean, a lot of men that do it, they really do look masculine. But she doesn't, really.
I bet they look nice and bright walking along the street with that head of hair. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Is that me dressed as Susan Boyle?
That's you, yeah. Well, yeah, you dressed as Susan Boyle and your flatmate.
Why have you shown the pictures of me dressed as Subo?
You look very feminine, apparently.
Bit of a frumpy old dress, isn't it? Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
It's a bloke. Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
This bloke likes to dress in drag, for fun.
Now, the person with her... yes, he is another one.
Two fairly slim young women, one bit taller than the other. Both have fluffed up, rather unruly, quite a lot of fair hair.
My goodness, look at the hair. They look like snowballs, don't they, on their head? My goodness. Yes.
No idea what she does or who she is.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, them convinced.
Yeah. I can't believe that you showed that picture.
I'm only passing the message on to you. I couldn't take responsibility.